Hello, and thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of The Perceptive Photographer. I'm your host, Daniel Gregory. I hope you're having a great week, getting a chance to get out there and make some amazing photographs. I know for me, we're starting to finally get some springtime weather, so it feels like there's a great rejuvenation. I've been out getting a bunch of things cleaned up, really digging through the camera gear, getting a set of shooting lists and assignments for myself for the coming spring and summer. So I'm really looking forward to getting out there and actually making some work. That got me thinking about one of the things that I think is a big challenge for us as photographers and as artists, is understanding how we create work, and the reason we create work sometimes is a sort of a meandering and wandering path without a lot of clarity. And I think that can lead to some frustration in people sometimes as they're trying to work and understand what can be done and not be done. And I know there's a number of photographers out there who work in a very conceptual way. They come up with an idea, and then they think about executing that idea, and then they go out and actually make that work. But I think for a lot of us, we actually start to create work, and we start to create photographs, and we don't always have a clarity of purpose or clarity of understanding. And I think that's one of the things that's really important as you're starting to conceptualize that work, is that we learn from doing the work. Actually creating the photographs is the informative piece back to us on what we're trying to say. I think one of the things that happens to a lot of photographers, particularly as you're getting started or if you're getting stuck, is you're looking for something to tell you what you have to say that's important. What is your voice? You know, what is the message you're trying to communicate? And I think a lot of times that comes from the actual action of taking the photographs. We don't necessarily know what the story is. We hear that a lot about storytelling in photographs, and photographs need to tell stories, and every photograph should have a story. But I think sometimes when we're going out and picking up the camera, we don't necessarily know what that story is. We get the story on the backside when we experience, read, and understand the photograph. We don't necessarily know what that is when we get started. And I think that's really important for you to consider in your own work, is that what really matters is that you're led to the story. You're led to a way of creating work that is significant and meaningful. You don't necessarily know what that is when you set out to create the work. Maybe as you're getting started, you just have this idea of grabbing the camera and going outside and seeing what the day delivers. That's enough that you're actually out creating the work. You're going to learn from doing that. Nobody ever gets any work created sitting at home. Nobody ever gets any work created when they're just sitting around pondering what is possible. It is in that creative act. And we've talked about this a number of times on the podcast, but really what I think is critical is that if you're going to try to figure out what you have to say through your photography, you have to do the photography and then reflect on what that is. I think we all have goals that we set out that maybe we want to tell an important environmental story, or we have a certain societal story or a very personal story that you want to tell about the impact of something on a particular person, or the way you want to convey a certain message and meaning about the importance of an issue. Or maybe it's just there's something beautiful in the world you want to create and capture. Regardless of what that is, until you actually get the photographs back and look at them, you can't really significantly evaluate what you need to do to move forward in the telling of that story. I think a lot of times we think about how we create and how we experience, and we become somewhat lazy, for lack of a different descriptor, but we've gotten so we don't actually have what I would consider kind of an exploration of our own creative process anymore. We have, a lot of ways, have become similar to how our apps on our phones work, or how we would assemble some pre-built piece of furniture. If you think about going somewhere now, you have no need for a paper map. There's no need to get off the beaten path. There's no reason to explore anything. You can literally just say to your phone, hey Google, hey Siri, hey whatever, I need directions to XYZ location. And you're given the fastest route possible. You're seeing what the traffic looks like. You know exactly what side streets to take if you want to go a faster route. But in terms of the actual exploration of what's going to happen, there's nothing to solve there. There's no mystery there. There's no component there that allows you to discover anything along the way. That answer is given to you in real time. And is it accurate? Yes. Is it informative? Yes. Does it get you to your destination? Yes. But as a creative individual and as a creative practice, sometimes what we don't need is an actual answer. What we need is an exploration of the questions, and we need an exploration of trying to understand who we are as we work through that process. So it becomes really easy to get bogged down and trapped through this automation process where we've come to expect that things have a quick turnaround. They have an immediacy to them. If you take that approach and that permeates and that sinks into your own creative practice, it can become an unrealistic expectation you place on yourself that you will behave just like one of the apps on your phone or through some process of instantaneous identification of information. I think one of the things that's interesting as you work through your creative practice, it's that time that comes from the shooting experience and the drive back in the car or the walk back to the house where you get to think about the things you photographed. And then as you look at them on negatives or on the screen and you see them and you start to think about what is their potential purpose, what is their potential meaning, it is the time to explore. It is the time to delve into what am I learning from my own work as I create it? What are the insights I see in myself I didn't see before? I think one of the things that can happen sometimes is we may find that we have a more optimistic approach to something than we'd anticipated, or we have a detrimental belief in something. We believe there's a negativity to something as it arises through our creative practice because we see in the photograph something we didn't expect to see before. Maybe we see a darkness, or maybe we see, like I said, an overly optimistic side. That becomes a part of who we are as the creator, who we are as the artist. And I think that is really the struggle, is that some of that is also accepting who we are. In the struggle to figure out how to create meaningful work, to create work that is important to who we are, we also have to accept that that is who we are. We figure out that along that path, as we start to explore, as we start to identify, and we stop taking the fastest information, we start seeking out the fastest way, and we allow our own journey of our life to unfold through our creative practice, we start to realize some things about who we are that we may not have recognized before or even want to recognize, and that's a chance for further exploration. So I think one of the things that happens too in our creative practice is as we're creating work, we don't necessarily understand with it, or we don't necessarily identify with it, or we don't really realize what we're attempting to say through the work. And then at some point, we hit a breakthrough point, almost like in therapy, where we see a breakthrough in what we're trying to communicate, what we're trying to say, and that causes a fundamental shift in our approach. Who we are as photographers, who we are as artists in attempting to say something, I think is the foundational question we're all trying to answer. And we search through that, like I said, many times before. We might try to buy a new piece of equipment. We may try to focus on a new technique. We may try to do something because our voice isn't being clearly communicated through what we're attempting to do today in our practice. And sometimes the right answer for that is we just need more time. We need more exploration. So as you're starting to think too about, I really want to communicate this, I really want to say this, and it's not coming through my photography, that's okay. You're on the explorative path. You're on a chance to discover that process and discover that photograph and discover that way of communicating what you're trying to say. You just haven't found that right way yet. And that's also an important part, I think, of the photographic process, is as you click more, as you think less, as you talk less, as you say less, less talking and more clicking results in a significant change in your ability to create meaningful work. Because it is in the work you're going to find those answers. It's in going back and looking at old work that you're going to find the seeds to that concept and that idea. You're going to find the ways that you messaged and communicated things that you hadn't considered before. All of those things being what they are is ultimately what makes you as the artist communicate what you have to say. I think one of the challenges is, like I said, because we're so inundated with instantaneous automation, instantaneous information, it's a challenge for us to accept the fact that maybe our path and our way of communicating is just slower. We don't yet fully understand and realize what it is. And that by allowing ourselves the freedom to create work that just is meaningful for some reason and inspirational for some reason will move us forward, I think, in more significant ways. Trying to shortcut it by developing the instant automation of being able to say, hey, camera, make me an important photograph, and having it 10 seconds later is not the same as spending the time on introspection to figure out who you are, what you have to say, and the ways you want to say it. I hope you have an amazing week behind the camera. I hope you get a chance to really get out there and think about what is it about your work that's compelling, what is it about your work that's really creative, and that you really appreciate, and what are the areas you want to grow in, and then start to shoot knowing that over time you're going to see that shift happen in you to create the more meaningful work. Creativity is not a prefabbed set of instructions. Making meaningful work is not a set of instructions. You know, we put together a piece of furniture from IKEA, 16 steps, little pictures, tiny little parts, and we were done. It looked like it did in the showroom. But that's not how our creative practice works. Our creative practice is much more meandering than that. It's much more experiential than that. So don't feel like you're getting caught up in trying to say the same thing over and over again the exact same way as everybody else, so you create the exact same object as everybody else. Finding that expression of individuality is key. Don't forget, you can always find us up on iTunes. You can find us on Google Play and lots of places podcasts are found. We'd also love you to subscribe to the podcast if you haven't done that, or a rating up there would also be great. We'd really appreciate that. Have a great week, and I will see you next time.